Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Umna. This week's channeled message is from the Crystalline Kingdom and it's entitled Root Cleansing. Greetings and love. We are the collective energy of the Crystalline Kingdom. We are the spirits that exist within the crystals upon the earth, and yet we also exist as a collective energy on the inner planes. We support and are involved in major ascension shifts for the earth and for all, as we, the Crystalline Kingdom, are able to exist within all dimensions, which means that it is easy for us to anchor high vibrational light into the earth. It is our purpose to bring forth, emanate, and also amplify the light of the Creator. We bring forth pure vibrations of light that often have intentions or a powerful purpose. We are aware of the overlighting project. We are aware of the current or river of light that is flowing from the inner planes into all dimensions and especially into the earth, in order to penetrate cells and anchor supreme light so that truth may activate to further enlighten all. We wish for you to know that the Crystalline Kingdom are supporting this current of light. We are sending into this current of light pure white light from the Crystalline Kingdom. This has a purpose of anchoring into the root chakra of the earth and also the root chakras of all beings upon the earth. As this pure crystalline white light anchors into the root chakras of all, our intention is to support the cleansing of anger. Anger is a powerful energy and emotion. It is needed in the human reality. It is a reaction that is essential and allows you to learn a lot about yourself. However, when anger is held within the root chakra, it causes many problems. Not only does it mean that your creations are born from or with the vibration of anger, it also means that this anger can influence your legs, your feet, and your lower torso, influencing and impacting the organs. Now, when anger is allowed to manifest and then to move through and transform into something else, then anger does not remain stagnant or held within the body, especially within the root chakra. It becomes a natural reaction that brings forth greater light. There are many beings upon the earth holding anger in their root chakras. And yes, it requires healing and transformation. We, the crystalline kingdom, wish to bring forth our pure white light, which is anchored into the overlighting project, that current of light. And this means that when you absorb and call forth the overlighting project, that current of light, you can ask to specifically connect with, ground and embody the crystalline light in order to cleanse your root chakra and to cleanse the anger present. When we say cleanse, we mean bring the anger to its fruition, to its transformation. Anger often has a purpose of greater enlightenment, a deeper insight or knowingness of self. When it is stagnant, this knowingness of self is lost. Our light continues the momentum of the anger to bring it to that space of knowingness or enlightenment that is needed. So this is an opportunity to understand more about yourself and to recognize what the purpose of the anger and situation was. Thus, you will begin to reflect upon your reality in a different way. Maybe in this moment, you would like to place the attention of your mind and your awareness into your root chakra at the base of your spine. We can imagine the root chakra as a red color. You can ask the root chakra if there is any unresolved anger. And the root chakra will share with you the unresolved anger. In your own time, you can feel into that anger. Maybe the root chakra lets you know of a situation or a scenario that has occurred in your reality. As you feel into the anger, meaning connecting with it, it can be daunting, as anger holds the energy of power. And often many are fearful of power as well. If you can sit with that energy of anger and your power, you can ask the overlighting project to flow over and through your being, and the crystalline light to flow into your root chakra. As this white light flows into your root chakra, you may become aware that your root chakra almost turns to a pink color with the blending of the red and white light. This will only be during this process. The pink light symbolizes unconditional love. And it's this unconditional love that we give to the anger in order for it to resolve itself. So as the crystalline light flows into and through your root chakra, creating the presence of unconditional love, You begin to see through the illusions of anger. You also begin to recognize new thought processes and understanding. The more you become connected into the love space, the unconditional love emanating and manifesting within your root chakra, the more the resolution will dawn upon you. And it can be as simple as needing forgiveness. It could even be creating disconnection or connection. You will understand the answer and the resolution. It is important to realize that once that resolution comes, that the anger has been released from your root chakra. It is no longer stagnant. In fact, it remains as a illuminating and enlightening energy to support you further and for you to create with. It becomes your foundation. In this time when so much light is anchoring into the earth, it is these vibrations and emotions that cause separation with the Creator that are being brought into your awareness for a healing, a transformation, and a resolution. Because it is important to recognize that these energies are stagnant, they are stuck. When you're holding on to an emotion, especially of a negative vibration, that energy, that emotion has not completed its journey. It is stuck. Because it is not natural for an energy to remain as one thing. For example, maybe a situation occurs in your reality that creates a fear, and you hold on to that fear. The fear needs to be felt, be understood, and needs light so that it can resolve and continue its journey. If you hold on to it, you are stopping the flow of energy. You are stopping the flow of that journey that the light, the energy was embarking upon. With this understanding, we begin to recognize that negative emotions are actually a positive process that allow momentum and the evolution into greater light. Please do call forth the crystalline energy within the Overlighting Project, and please anchor it into your root chakra, or ask us to anchor it into your root chakra. And we will support you throughout the entire process. We thank you. We love you. We are the Crystalline Kingdom. hope you enjoyed the channeling from the crystalline kingdom today. It's lovely to feel their energies, just so pure and high vibrational. It's always a really a beautiful gift when they do come forward and share their energy. So yes, bathe in their light. They're really ready to gift it to us at this time. See you next week. Bye.